rockzone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for sitting with me in another edition of The League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Got a good show for you today. Don't know if you heard about in the news, I'm going to give it to you in the Just My Thoughts segment of the show, about the woman out in California that killed her twins with a machete. Also going to give you in the Just My Thoughts segment of the show, I'm going to talk about the woman down in Florida that had put her child inside of a gym bag. As always, I'm going to stick to format. Going to start talking about some emails. Going to talk about, got five emails for you. Because as I stated before, when I do this show, I actually base a lot of the show topics on the emails that I get, some of the things that I say. People want clarity on what I say. So we're going to get right into the show. The first email is going to be from Mickey, and Mickey is from Wilmington, North Carolina. And Mickey says, you made the comment that people don't change. I think you're wrong about that because due to the change in their life. The old comment about the woman that is 29 with a 14 and a 15-year-old child is a little harsh. The comment that I made about the woman that is 29 with a 15 and 14-year-old child is a little harsh. The comment that I made is harsh. Mickey from Wilmington, North Carolina is talking about the comment that I made. If you haven't heard that show, I made a comment about a woman that is 29, had a 14 and a 15-year-old child, and that she was very young, slinging booty. Don't mean to be graphic, but a lot of people out there listening to the show for the first time, that's just what it is. That's how I am. I don't think the comment is harsh. And as I stated in some shows before, people don't change. They just find they mature as they are. One thing that I've always listened to over the years of doing this type of format, as well as helping people in my other businesses that I'm associated with, helping veterans with legal issues, I do that as well. Also helping individuals with their legal problems. Those are other businesses that I have. And I often hear, I'll give you an example. A woman would come into the office and state that, I helped my son and now my son kind of screwed me over. This is the reason why I'm in so much debt. And then the woman would go on to make that comment that, so smart when it was a child and I don't know what happened. Well, my opinion on that, Mickey, is out of Wilmington, North Carolina. My opinion on that is this. When we all are young, we all show our parents, we all have showed our parents some type of thing that was beyond our age. So our parents, which is probably our biggest fans, would like to dub us as very smart. I often hear women say, my child is 13 going on 30. Okay, when that is said, I'll also hear guys say it too. But when that is said, if a child is 13 going on 30, then when they turn 20, how old are they then? You should be 20 going on 50. But for some reason, a lot of us parents like to give our children an advance on their intelligence because we see it necessary to talk about how good our children are. But then once they get older, now they're starting to do things that just don't match up. If they're 13 going on 30, once they get 20 or when they turn 15 or 16, now they're doing things that a child would do. I can truly say, people, that my mom always said to me, I was an old man before I turned 10. She said that I always had an old man persona about me. And I'm 41 years old. I'll be 42 in December. And that hasn't changed. The way that I do things in my life now is I'm way beyond my years. If I was to tell everybody about all the things that I have and all that I've accomplished and asked you how old that person was, you'd say 60, 70. Then I'd be talking about myself. So Mickey, to answer your email, I don't think the comment was harsh. I think that a person at 15 years old having a child, I think at 14 years old having a child, I think that person was still under some type of guidance from their parents and just didn't listen. I know, as I stated, kids act crazy and all that. And as we had a caller call into the show some time back and said the reason why girls do it is because they know you won't knock the heck out of them and people in the streets will. But there's just no excuse for a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old having a child and then when that child turns 15, have another child. You can put it in whatever, in any type of scenario you want to put it in. It's just, I have nothing nice to say about that. I wouldn't. So I know that's not what you wanted to hear, Mickey, but that's what I'm telling you. All right, going to move on. The next email is from Brad, and Brad is from Kansas City, Missouri. It says, sometimes you act as if in life you didn't do anything wrong. You seem numb to a lot of problems that people have in their every day-to-day life. Brad, it's not that I am numb to a lot of problems that people have in their day-to-day life. What kills me is that the length of time that people go through the problems in their every day-to-day life. Brad from Kansas City, Missouri. As I stated to you before, Brad, or if you was listening to the show or people out there have listened to the show, 7 months after my child was born, Atiya Bradley and I had to part because she started being very physically, mentally, and verbally abusive. I got scars on my body. I was put in the hospital by this woman. And if anybody think that I should hang around to see what's going to be next from this individual, I simply knew that when my child was born, Atiya Bradley was under the assumption that I was just going to be some type of guide. It was, as much as I talked about children, all the things that I did before the child was born, she just had it made in her mind that, oh, I got him. I got the child. He loves the child, so I'm just going to be myself now. I hear a lot of people come to the League of Dads and come to the various other businesses that I am involved in. And, Brad, they talk about things for a long length of time. I just don't understand that. What I'm trying to tell you is this. If you see a hurricane, if a hurricane is coming, you will see birds flying out of the way of that hurricane. You will hear animals howling. You'll hear animals reacting to the fact that they know when a storm is coming. Brad, humans, for some reason, we think that, oh, I'm gonna ride this out. There's just some way I can right the wrong in this. There's just something in there that I can do to defy what's to come. That's what humans do. But as I stated to you before, birds know when there's a storm. They know all animals know when a storm is coming, and they react different. So if you're going through a storm and you're trying to weather some type of storm in your life, and your best thing is to say, well, I'm going to stick this out and see what happens. Or where I'm from, a lot of women, they listen to what the pastor says. Oh, the pastor says I should stick this out. The pastor says, you know, when we get married, it's for better or for worse. There's just some things that I don't believe that it's a deal breaker. I just believe that. I went through some real bad things in my life. I went through some crazy things in my life. And I'm going to share this with you before I go to the next email. Brad, I'm going to tell you on this show here today, things happen to me that don't happen to everybody else. Okay, things happen to me that do not happen to everybody else. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. Back on August the 8th, I got a ticket for driving on a suspension list, for driving around with suspended license. When I got pulled over, while I was on the scene, I got on my cell phone and I logged on to my state's DMV. I logged on there and it said my license was fine. I knew my license was fine. But this cop decided, out of Portland, Pennsylvania, this cop decided that he's going to write me up some tickets, get me all messed up in the game. And I'm standing there and I'm trying to, and actually I didn't say anything, Brad. I kind of let the cop, I let it play out, because number one, I don't walk around and And just because I do this show and just because I'm very inclined with law, I'm not going to ever get pulled over and challenge a cop on the side of the road. Whatever he or she wants to do, let him do it. Then I'll deal with it after I get out of their web. So what I did was the very next day I went over the tickets and I found a lot of discrepancies in the ticket. I then wrote the chief of police of Portland, Pennsylvania. Got no response. Thursday, on the 21st, Brad, I went to court. The cop didn't show up. I was not surprised. When I sent the cop, the chief of police, a letter, I then told him who I am, what I do for a living, what I sit on the board of directors of the company that I sit on, which is a legal company, the show that I do. I gave him a slew of what I do and who I am, and told the chief of police everything that cop did wrong. Then I sent the cop himself a letter to the Portland, Pennsylvania Police Department and told him, I'm going to be suing you for harassment. I don't know nobody else that gets a ticket for driving on a suspension list and their license aren't suspended. Another thing that happened to me that don't happen to anybody else. I deposited money orders into my checking account. Money orders. For some reason, they put a hold on my money orders. That doesn't happen to anybody else. And I think it's just everybody want me in fight mode. This is the reason why I said I want to step down from this, because things happen to me that don't happen to anybody else. I'm going to throw one more at you. Things that happen to me that don't happen to nobody else. I fought my child's mother for 11 and a half years. My mom, when it first started, she said, give her 2 years and it'll be over with. Give her 2 years. 9 years later, I was still going through it. So it's not that I'm real harsh on the day-to-day problems that people have, Brad, out of Kansas City, Missouri. I just find it odd how people go about solving their problems. I'm hard on the steps that people take to resolve their issues. In life, I'm going to end it with this, Brad. Always be smarter than your problems. That is my saying. I didn't hear nobody say it. I started saying that probably 25 years ago. In life, I pledged that I will always be smarter than my problems. Okay? I hope that helped you out, Brad. I know it's probably the way I come off, but that's just the way it is. And I can't change that for nobody. The next email I'm going to read is from Mary. And Mary is from Lake Charles, Louisiana. It says, I listen to you when I can. Chris, what you're saying when you say, Chris, what are you saying when you said when you turned 40, your life changed? Because you said no one changes. So what exactly are you saying? It's quite confusing. Okay. Mary from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm going to go back to what Mary is talking about. I remember that comment. And as I stated before, people, I'm probably the biggest fan of the show. I listened to the show after they actually posted in the archives. So what I do is I listen to what people say. I read emails, then I go back and study the way they're asking me the question. What Mary from Lake Charles, Louisiana is talking about, she's talking about a comment that I made when I said that I wasn't going, when I turned 40, I wasn't going to go through this no more. Mary, you don't change. Your life circumstances do. So if that's confusing, then let me give you an example of a theory that I have. This is me talking now. This is my theory. Mary, I believe that life comes to you in increments of 20 years. This is only what I believe. This is a scenario. Everybody out there listening can give a yay and nay to this, whatever you decide you want to do. The first 1 to 20 years of your life, Mary, I believe that you are developing your identity, getting to know yourself. I believe that from 21 to 40, then that scenario that you developed with your life between 1 and 20 is now being put to the test, and then you are spending 21 to 40 finding out how your beliefs and your views in life is going to carry you for the rest of your life. So from 21 to 40, you're doing things like developing the person you are, how it fits into society, as I stated. So you're buying a house, you're saving money, you're buying a car, you you know, when you was 20, you probably brought one that you didn't like. But somewhere between 21 and 40, maybe you did some things in life to where you can now buy the car that you do want. So that's what happens from 21 to 40. Here's what happens from 41 to 60. You need to be doing everything in your life that you can do to live good beyond 60. So from 41 to 60, this is only my belief now, from 41 to 60, I believe that you should have your 401ks set in place, your retirement accounts, your IRAs, whether it be a cash, different ones. You need to have everything set up to where as though by the time you reach 60, because it's too late after 60. If you turn 60 years old and now 61, now you're saying, I need to start saving for retirement. It's too late. It's over. So now from 41 to 60, you're saving for retirement. And then from 61 to 80, then you should be living in life and luxuries, and you should be living off the fruits of your labor. So what happened to me when I turned 40 was, I kid you not, it was a metaphor. It was because my birthday is on the last day of the year, on December 31st, 2008, I turned 40 years old. I kid you not, when I woke up January 1st, 2009, my life was like a metaphor. My life was like, I left a lot of stuff into my 30s. Atiyah Bradley didn't notice. So what happened was, in July of 2009, at the end of June in 2009, I'm 40 years old now. I went to pick my child up, and there were a no show. They didn't show up. They didn't call me anything. They didn't tell me prior to that, nothing. I drive about an hour and 25 minutes to go pick my child up. Miss Bradley drives 5 minutes. It takes her 5 minutes to get to the drop off point. It takes me an hour and 20 minutes. So I drove an hour and 20 minutes to get to the drop off point. Nothing. I'm waiting out there. I sent text messages. Nothing. I sent text messages to my child. Nothing. Okay, I said, cool. I got it for the summer. I'll come back next week. I went back next week. Nothing. School wasn't, we did the drop off at the school. Went to the school. Nobody was there. They didn't have school that day. I'm the only one there. Went back 2 weeks later, 3 o'clock. Nothing. My daughter sends me a text message 8 o'clock at night. Daddy, are you at the school? I text her back. No, I'm not, but have a good time with your mother. You can't possibly keep having anxiety and going through a lot of heartache and psychological pain when you go to the drop off point. And after a half an hour after you're there, you knowing that they're not coming. Hour later, they're not coming. So when you go through that at 40 years old now, I cannot allow that in my life no more. That happened a lot before I turned 40. I went and picked up my child, no show, nothing. Especially when my visitation time fell on her birthday or Christmas. It was always a problem. So, Mary from Lake Charles, Louisiana, what I'm saying to you is that when you constantly go through a lot of things over and over and over again, by the time you turn 40, you can't allow that in your life no more. Hey, listen, we got to go on our break. When we come back, I'm going to finish up the last email, and then we're going to get into the show. This is the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Be right back.